Okay, if we can everyone take their seats here, we'll get things started here for the night. Okay, so hello all and welcome once again to the annual WFA Banquet and AGM. For those who do not know me, my name is Nick Weber. I am the current president of the Wildlife Federation of Agriculture. This year, as we all know, has definitely been a very challenging year for us here in the region and the province and Canada as a whole here. There's been a lot going on in many different fronts as far as concern us here in agriculture. I can say for all the challenges we have, all the doom and gloom, I can go through them and list them all here, but I would probably be here for a long time and the food would probably be long since cold by the time I actually finish going through all the issues we've come across this year. So I'll keep it short and we'll say it's been a challenging year, but any questions, any discussions, we're always open to have them, always have welcome to have feedback and discussion along those lines. It also has been interesting here because we've seen a lot of growth and a lot of collaboration and cooperation across the region as a whole that we haven't seen in years past. We've seen different groups coming together to help for a common causes and these common challenges. It's been great to see these new groups, new faces coming together to help with us here and actually see some future leaders taking up the mantle of leadership, and actually we'll have some discussions here and some talks from some actually here tonight as far as the bursary presentations and as far as our guest speakers. So we'll look forward to that. I do also have a couple of welcomes here tonight as well. We do have one of them speaking. I'd like to extend a welcome to Tim Lewis, our MP for Kitchener-Conestoga. And we do have two members here from Perth County. Just one second, I forgot my notes. We have Julie Danan and Julie McIntosh from Perth County. They're at the back corner there. Welcome to all here. And there also is two members here from the GRCA. I don't know your names, unfortunately, but they are here. They do have a booth here. They are always, the GRCA is a great friend of ours at the Board of Federation of Agriculture, and they always offer lots of great grants and great programs. I highly encourage everyone to take advantage of them if possible, because it's a great program, a great resource to have. And we are super lucky to have them here in the region. Other regions, other counties are quite jealous of that fact to have there. So support them as best you guys can. So then from there, I'd actually like to welcome Tim Lewis here to give a quick welcome bit here before we dive into the rest of the meeting here. I told you to be quick here, Tim.
Well, thank you. I just the opportunity to talk to this many farmers in the same room is just an opportunity for me. It's fantastic. It's not my first year here. I'm always appreciative for the invitation. It really means a lot to me. The two words that you just mentioned, challenges and cooperation, I think they can work together. I honestly do. And challenges is what we've seen. I know I was elected 2019 and then, you know, the world changed. But one of the things I asked for right away was to be on the Agriculture Committee, and that has meant the world to me. And there are a number of people here that helped me in the beginning to learn about farming, and they were people that I turned to in this very room, that I turned to for advice, and really embraced the knowledge that they shared with me. So it's an honor to sit on the Agriculture Committee. The challenges are there. The challenges are there across the world, across Canada, across our region here, but at the same time, that word that you said, cooperation, is I think what we need more of. We need to be working in a nonpartisan way. We need to work across party lines. We need to work across governments, because we're here having a meal, and it's all about sharing a meal and the food that you are growing. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm working together the best I can with Senator Black. We're working on some farmland protection legislation, which is, you know, a Liberal member of Parliament and a Conservative senator working together. So it probably won't make the news, but that's the cooperation that we need. We need that kind of just getting results. So I want to thank everyone for everything you're doing. The challenges, they're there, but my door is always open, and I'm not here to hear what's working. I'm here to hear what could be better as well. So I really appreciate those conversations. Let me know what I can do, the voices that I can bring back to Ottawa and on that Agriculture Committee, how I can help in any way possible. So I always learn every time I'm here, and I appreciate this. So thank you for everything you do, and I appreciate your hard work. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sir Tim. And now at this point here, I'd like to call Mark Reeser to come up and give grace for the meal we're about to have here.
Please join me in prayer. Good God, thank you for this beautiful fall day. Thank you for the wonderful long fall that we've had. Thank you for the land that we live on and make our living from and the bounty that it produces. Bless our fellowship around the table tonight, the food that we are about to eat, and the hands that have prepared it. Amen.
Okay, and with that being said, now we'll start into one of the most anticipated parts tonight here, and that is the meal, as we almost always great here, and we will look forward to carrying things onwards with the AGM once the meal is concluded. Everyone here? Oh, no, is it not turned on? Okay, everyone here, we'll give you guys a five-minute warning before we actually start into the AGM here. So if you want to stay, top up any coffee, make a quick washroom break, now is your time. Okay, so we'll carry things on here. I think, first of all, a great big round of applause is in order for the cook staff here at Puttycombe House. We all join in giving a round of applause. And I do have one late introduction here as well. I'd like to welcome Natasha Sullivan, the mayor of Wilmont, to the front here.
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for having me this evening. It's wonderful to see you all here. I must admit, I was not told to prepare remarks until I was sitting down enjoying my lovely food today. But one thing that I did learn is that I actually was quoted the wrong number of members for the Waterloo Federation. So it's okay. Lisa, I believe you have the accurate number, which is 785 members, which I think is absolutely fantastic. I got a number around the 500s, I believe. But all to say, it's really wonderful to see you guys join in community. And I mean, I must say, I know there's an elephant in the room, of course, and absolutely seeing you all pull together is something that continues to honestly be very inspiring. And I think it's really wonderful to see you support each other through thick and thin and to be there as an organization who all shares an agriculture, which is beneficial not only to our community, but of course is essential. And I mean, we hear lots of great innovations across Waterloo Region, but in all of humanity, agriculture is actually the biggest mover for our human species. And this is coming from my university days. I did do some historical human research, but it does really show that when you come together with great ideas and how much you can really move innovation forward and going from simply domesticating animals and crops all the way to some of the fantastic innovations that we've seen at the Outdoor Farm Show this year, had some really cool exhibits. So I really just want to say thank you so much for all that your organization does do and continue to do the great work of supporting one another. And thank you for having me this evening.
Thank you very much, Natasha. And from here, we will move on to the presentation of our bursary. So for those of you who do not know, we have done this last couple of years now where the Waterloo Federation will actually sponsor a bursary for any student in the region who is going to pursue a post-secondary degree or higher learning of some kind there, there is an option for us to provide some money to them. So this year, we have selected Mia Vanyord. I'm going to invite Jeff Stagger to come up here and give a quick introduction there, and then we'll have Mia come forward here.
All right. Thank you, Nick. And thank you, folks, for showing up tonight. Beautiful day, and just delightful that you all could come out and hang with us and have a really good meal and have hopefully enjoy our program. It's my pleasure tonight to say a few words about our bursary recipient, Mia Vanyord. The 2024 Educational Bursary recipient is Mia, and Mia is a student at the University of Guelph, enrolled in agriculture. What is very unique about Mia, among many things, is that she does not come from a family which lives and works on a farm, but instead is someone who has discovered a passion in her youth and actively pursued part-time employment at a dairy farm in grade 10. From there, her interests only have grown. She knows how important her education at the University of Guelph is, specifically because she does not have the benefit of a home farm or had built-in agricultural connections that many of her classmates have. It is exciting to have someone like Mia as a recipient of the WFA bursary, as she represents the next generation of passionate and eager participants in the agricultural sector. Congratulations, Mia.
So at this point here, I'd like to welcome Mia forward. I believe she's in the audience here tonight. Yep, there she is. And now I'd like to call our two guest speakers up for the night here. We have two rising stars, I'm going to call them, in the local agricultural sphere here. We have Brianna Miller and Aaron Jackson. I'm not sure if they've decided who's going to go first here, but I'll still call them both up here, and I guess they can decide who's going to go first from there. I'll let them go from there.
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Brianna. I'm currently sit on the board of directors with WFA. And I was actually previously awarded the bursary 2 years ago while I was completing my first master's degree at the University of Waterloo. I joined the WFA board last November, and I've really enjoyed working alongside my fellow directors over the past year. My passion for agriculture actually started very early in my life with my love of animals, and then only deepened as I grew to appreciate the natural environment. As a kid, I spent my summers on my grandparents' cash crop farm, and I would spend the day catching bugs and other critters to show my mom when she got home from work, much to her great excitement. When I turned 10, my mom and I moved back to the farm permanently, and I was allowed to let my dreams of farming come to fruition. I started with chickens. I would breed, show, and sell different breeds of chickens, and at the height of my operation, I actually had 20 different varieties of chickens and other poultry. And as soon as I was old enough to join 4-H, I did, and started learning from different clubs. I was bound and determined to expand my chickens into something else. I just didn't know what yet. When I joined 4-H Beef, I thought, yes, beef cows would make a great business venture. But instead of deciding to get into a type of animal, you can train with single wire electric and doesn't die at the drop of a hat, I decided to get goats. So I decided that devoting my life into essentially getting an honorary PhD in fencing goats would be a great idea. It has been 12 years. I still do not have an answer. Check back with me in another decade. So the decision to get goats was met with resistance from my mother, who knew these crafty creatures could be a handful. However, I made a very compelling PowerPoint presentation outlining my business plan, and she relented. The next week, my grandpa, being the enabler he is, took me to an auction where I bought my first goats. I, of course, came home with more than was expected, but that was his fault. I'd like to make that clear. And he pushed me to bid on a kid and her dam that was going for really cheap, and I'm so glad he did, as it turned out, these were two purebred New Zealand Kikos, a.k.a. the most robust breed of meat goat there is. From the original three, I've grown my herd to over 100 head, purebred Kikos, and if you want to know more about why they are fantastic, find me afterwards and I will give you my 30-minute presentation pro bono about why they're the best. So my goats became instrumental to the vision of the farm I had. I wanted to create a system of balance, a symbiotic relationship with the sensitive ecosystems that we have on our land. I later learned this is called regenerative agriculture. Using the goats, I've been able to target graze invasive species such as garlic mustard, buckthorn, and motherwort. I'm also able to graze them in areas that we can't use for crop production. And I'm able to use them to actually fertilize my fields and reseed my fields using techniques such as bale grazing and amp grazing. The success of these endeavors have been measured by the farm achieving our pollinator partnership certification by the Pollinator Partnership of Canada and through my own species tracking. Seeing threatened species come back to the landscape has been extremely rewarding. Although some days I may want to sell them, the choice to get into goats was one of the best decisions I made. Because of the goats, I earned my position on the Canadian Meat Goat Association's board of directors, and through them, I've had some truly amazing opportunities, such as speaking with small ruminant vets from across the globe at an OVC conference, to being selected as one of three Canadian farmers to be interviewed by the Old Farmer's Almanac when they did a little spotlight on soil health, and to actively working with researchers from University of Guelph on small ruminant health. I now get to say that my goats are part of a science experiment. Beyond the goats, I did complete my master's in earth science. My thesis focused on the host phases of trace metals, and I'm going to stop that right there as I can already see I'm losing you. I thought for sure I wanted to go into environmental research. Well, that plan quickly changed when I started my PhD in environmental engineering. I strongly disliked the project I agreed to work on. And it was the hardest decision I have made to walk away from that, as I felt like I was giving up on things. At first I did regret it, but now hindsight is 20/20, and I don't regret it at all. So after I left that, for 2 months I actually worked at my friend's dairy farm, and he has dairy goats. So it was 24/7 goats. And after 2 months of that, I realized I can't do goats full time. So I now presently work for a planning and surveying firm. I got employed there, and their vision for me was I was going to become an Ontario land surveyor. And I did get exposed to some fantastic jobs and some fantastic experience, but the one mistake they made was they introduced me to planning. And I fell in love. I absolutely realized this is where I was supposed to be. So presently, I still work for that firm in Guelph, and I'm back at grad school. I'm getting my second master's degree in rural planning and development. And through this degree, I've had the chance to meet the creators of the original Waterloo official plan. And that is some example of great planning. They had really good vision, and they understood the importance of agriculture. My goal now is to work in that type of planning that supports protecting and strengthening Ontario farms. I hope that one day I can make the farming community proud with the work I have done, because farming is one of the most important professions that is being greatly undervalued in some of today's planning decisions. Before I go, I would like to thank my mom, Shelley. She's at the back in the red, for supporting me in all of this. And she even came to listen to me speak about things she hears every day on her birthday. So please make sure to wish her a happy birthday, and thank you and enjoy your evening.
Hello, my name is Aaron Jackson. I'm super grateful to be here for this opportunity to present what I brought to the Regional Council last month regarding the Wilmot expropriation of farmland. I'm 16 years old. I live in New Hamburg on Navsigar Road, so the farmland assembly is quite close to my home. I go to Waterloo Oxford Secondary School, and I plan to go to the University of Guelph to study agriculture. For me, farming is not just a goal, but it is a dream. Working for St. Jacob's Foods Cabbage Farm for the last 3 years has taught me so much about hard work and the amazing contributions from farmers to our community. On September 25th, I delegated to the Waterloo Regional Council as a representative of not just Wilmot, but the young generation fighting for our precious farmland. The young workers with big dreams, and the people who can't quite vote yet but still want to make a difference, and the young people with a passion for agriculture who care about where their food comes from. This is who I was there to represent. We understand that this issue is so much bigger than the fact that farmland is being lost. We know that the destruction of special land like this will negatively impact our community and generations to come. But not only that, the agriculture industry will be at risk, as well as the effectiveness of the government system. High school students in our area has also voiced concerns about how the traffic will affect our area if a big industry like that would come to our community. I'm sure many of you can agree, we have a beautiful, peaceful place here with lots of natural resources, like the groundwater source and the farmland itself. It's naturally grown over thousands of years and resourceful to our economy. The regional official plan says it best in their chapter 6 titled Supporting the Countryside. It says, agriculture forms an important part of the region's economy and provides many positive benefits. Each job in the primary agriculture sector has been shown to support an additional 4 jobs in the wider regional economy. As providers of fresh, locally grown food, area farmers play an important role in the health of the community. I personally found that ironic. This has not changed since the plan was put in place in 2010. Rather, it is even more crucial considering the amount of farmland loss we face in Ontario daily. So many advancements in the farming industry have been made over the last century, innovations that make farming more efficient and profitable. The future generation cannot continue to advance farming if the land is being permanently destroyed. Paving over our valuable land will make it impossible for us to reach our goals and dreams of providing for our community and our country. The young generation asks how we're going to feed and clothe ourselves in the future if something like this continues. In all truth, we know that it has to stop somewhere because it's wrong. Not only because a precious resource is being destroyed, but because there are plans in place to ensure this would not happen. The regional official plan and provincial policy statement have goals to preserve our agricultural lands and are being ignored. Our region as a community has clearly shown its opposition towards the land grab. We are meant to rely on the council to act on our wants and needs. And we ask how the younger generation in our community are supposed to trust our council when it's time for our vote, when this is the example they set. The young generation in all of Wilmot want to see a better future, but we wonder how we can help contribute to the plans and ideas if we are not included in them and have been having information withheld from us. The government system we know is in place to work, and it requires transparency, honesty, and communication. No matter how beneficial the region may say that the Wilmot Land Assembly is, that becomes irrelevant when it is not done the right way. Destroying 160 acres of premature corn was not the right way. What horrible news to hear and happening right in our community. My job last month was to delegate the responsibility for the regional council members to listen to the public and truly care about our concerns and the fact that we are not willing hosts, because this is their job, and for the council to reject the report on the corn, and thankfully it was. The young people in our community ask why our concerns are not being taken seriously, what is stopping the region from carrying out their expectation from everyone here to represent their people. One student said, if our area is going to grow, then so be it. But if the farmers don't want to sell, then they shouldn't have to. The fact that our farmers are being treated with no respect or appreciation is disheartening. Everyone needs to understand that the support behind the fight for farmland and support for all of the farmers in our community go beyond just the farmers and the voters and the business owners. The support comes from the youth. We urge everyone to consider the young people, their kids and grandchildren. What are we doing to better their future? One thing is for sure, God didn't make the land prime and farmable if he didn't want it to be farmed. This is our future and our farm too, our land too. On behalf of the young generation behind the Fight for Farmland movement, we are not a willing host. So thank you.
Now, I think I speak for all of us here. Whoa, that's much louder now. Okay, I have to quiet down a bit here, I guess. I think I speak for all of us here when I say I'm very, I hate to say it, but almost proud to see that we have such promising and bright real leaders coming up from our ranks. I think it speaks volumes that as a federation, we have taken a a chance to actually help grow these leaders and give them an opportunity to rise and shine, as it would be, like this year. So I think all of us here in this room, I think, deserve a round of applause ourselves for actually helping to make these opportunities happen and help lay this foundation and help bring things forward. So let's all give ourselves a round of applause. And now, unfortunately, we're going to get to the boring part of the night here. I hate to say it. And that's the AGM here. So I will call the meeting to order at 8 o'clock. I'm surprised. We beat last year's time. And I will invite our friends from the OFA to come forward. I think so. That's in the minutes there, so. Might as well.
Okay. Last year I didn't need glasses. Now I do. Okay, so these are the minutes from last year's meeting. So do we have a motion to approve the minutes? If you want to state your name. Someone? Mark. Thank you. And a seconder? Okay, thank you, Brianna. Now I'm going to call the vote. All in favor? And opposed? Okay, none were opposed. That's good. That's carried. Okay, so back into the Waterloo meeting. So we have financials in front of us. Do you want to, is there anything you need to speak to about the financials, Nick? Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, Krista, we're at quorum, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just waiting for her to verify. I know we are. Yep. Thanks, Nick. I thought you were doing this part. So. That's okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. And just a reminder, you can only vote if you're a member. So in front of us, we have the financials from this year. I think that's the end. And there's the investments that are maturing. Do you want questions or anything?
Yeah, I guess we can, if there's, these are all in your packets here, but is there any questions we have regarding the financials here as presented here tonight?
Okay, then seeing none, do we have a motion to approve the financial report?
The motion can be made by any OFA.
Yes, member. It doesn't have to be a director, any OFA member. It's not hard. Thank you, Brianna, for stepping up for everything. And someone to second, please. Thank you, Alfred. All in favor? And opposed? None? That's carried. Okay, so now we need a motion to appoint next year's auditors as the reviewers. So they reviewed the reports this year. So if we could have a motion to appoint Pauline Kober and John Good as the financial reviewers for WFA for the 2024-2025 fiscal year. Could I? Okay, thank you, Fred. And a seconder? Okay, thank you, Jeff. So I call the vote. All in favor? And opposed? Okay, that's carried too. Okay, now here's the WFA Constitution. Now, you would have all received, I don't know whether Nick wanted to speak to this or not, but WFA did review their Constitution this year and made a few changes just to kind of keep up with the times. One of the changes, so there was Article 11, expulsion and suspension, indemnification and insurance, and then there was another policies and procedures in
7E. 7E is regarding virtual meetings.
That's correct. So back in when we originally started virtual meetings, we were kind of floating under the COVID emergency order, and technically to keep up with the times, we need to specify within our Constitution that we do allow a virtual meeting. Now, we don't generally do those, but, you know, keeping up with the times, we may go to some hybrid type meetings, or if the weather's bad, then we have the option of going virtually.
Now, is there any questions from the floor about these proposed constitution changes? I think most were pretty self-explanatory, and they are in the package here, but is there any questions from the floor regarding these changes? Because now is the time you want to speak about them,
Adam. We spent a lot of time working on them, so... If you have any questions. Okay, then seeing none, I will ask for a motion. Now, again, you have to be a WFA or OFA member here in Waterloo to make that motion. Thank you. Thank you, Dennis, sorry. And a seconder? I still need a seconder. Thank you, Brian. Okay, so what we need is a two-thirds vote. So I'm going to call the vote. All in favor? And opposed? There's none opposed, so that is carried. Okay, so now we have some reports.
So... So these are some of the different groups and some different activities we help support throughout the year as the WFA. They are, as you can tell, there's quite a few different ones there. Anything from the Waterloo Rural Women and their Farm Safety Day initiatives they do. The Wilmont Ag Society and their Safety Education Day. The advocacy in the community here with the radio show. The various outreach programs and the various communications we have with the local members of Parliament, the MPs, MPPs, and the local townships and committees and the regional council. There also has been a couple of student career event days we've gone to. And then we've also had this year has been a rather interesting one. There's been a couple other events we've partnered with. In that case here, I actually will invite another guest speaker up here, Mr. Alfred Loke, to come up and give a couple, a quick report from his side of what's been going on as far as the support, partnership, and all the fun things that are going on, as we all can imagine.
Thank you, Nick. I was given less time than Natasha was. So I'm going to give you a little bit of an update of where we are with the Fight for Farmland group. I don't think I can go any further than what Erin presented so well. She did a great job at Regional Council, and as well this evening, a great job, and we're blessed to have her and others on our team that really pull this together and bring this issue to the forefront. As no politicians are here now, I can speak the truth. It was a bit of a shock, I'll go back a little bit in time on what's happened. March 9th, we had a knock on our door and with a company called Canacre and giving us a letter indicating if we want to have your farm, and if not, we're going to expropriate. So those are all very, very tight meeting, obviously very concerning. I'm on the corner of Nafsinger. My farm is Nafsinger and Bleem, so I'm kitty corner from this land assembly, and I represent my mother-in-law's farm, which is Regina Schneider, who's on the corner of 7 and 8 and Nafsinger. So it's 85 acres, and there's five other farms that are represented in there. People you may know, Stuart Snyder, Adam Van Berkite, R.E.O. Van Berkite, Farm Weave Nante and Hardy Weiss. So those are the farms that are being proposed being expropriated, and obviously very concerning for them. 770 acres is a lot of land that is being acquired, and we've been at this for over 7 months now. There's a bit of extra information we get every day. Some days I wake up in the morning and it's great and I feel optimistic, and then by 10 o'clock in the morning it's dashed again and go back and forth. to pull this together. There's a lot of volunteers that have made this all possible. There are a couple in the room, Mark Reeser, your WFA vice president. Aaron has been part of our social media stuff, group and will be in the future. And there's others, and they all represent different parts of our community. There's community aspects that have to be addressed, the water environmental aspects. Where I come in glued is simply the lack of process, and that's kind of where my my focus has been, and also organizational. Media support has been outstanding. You probably read in the record, and just about every media outlet has been carrying us from certainly in this region and nationally, actually internationally. I was interviewed similar to Mike Farwell, which I'm on tomorrow morning at 9:30. I was interviewed in New Zealand, believe it or not. They've heard about us. So this is getting around. Talking to Tim Louie and others over the last couple of weeks, I've been connected, as some of you know, with Oktoberfest. And it was really interesting at opening ceremonies having all the politicians there. And great. I don't know if they were they were concerned what I was going to say, but I, the consummate professional, I would not do that to them. Anyway, we have a lot of things that are in the works right now. We are concerned with the confidentiality issues, the NDAs, as you've been hearing about in the paper. And hopefully we're going to have some resolution to that next Wednesday at the regional council meeting. I urge you to attend if you can make it down to Frederick Street. We are also going to hear a little bit more about the destruction of the 160 acres of corn crop and what the government's going to be, or what the regional government has done with that. Get a little more insight. And we just keep pushing I'll call it pushing the peanut, because it just keeps changing every day, believe it or not. So I don't have anything startling new. I think you've all are aware of the issues, how that affects our community, our farming organizations, the farmers, and the residents of all of the region. Is that this doesn't only affect the people here in this area, in this immediate area, but because of the water issue, the region is infected. So we're trying to bring all that forward, and hopefully we're doing the best we can in support of agriculture. Be happy to answer any questions if anyone has any. It's like church. Thank you so much.
Thank you much, Ralph. I do feel sorry for putting you on the spot here again, but I figure it's a chance for you to talk, and we're all very curious around here, right? So we do appreciate it.
Okay, the next item on the agenda here then would be the election of the officers. Am I? Oh, yes, there is some reports to read through here. So there's talking about the Wilmot Ag Society Education Day, which was hosted at Hogendorn's Farm this past year. There was over 400 students in attendance there, and from what reports I've heard, it was very well attended. It was very well appreciated by both the students and the greater ed community that we were there supporting them as best we could. Yep. Yes, and then here again is some photos of the Royal Rural Women's Farm Safety Day, which it's been going for quite a few years now. I don't know how many years it's been going for anymore, but it's been going for how many years by now has it been for the Farm Safety Day? 26. So again, it's something we've been helping with for a long time from the Federation here for support-wise, and it is a very good initiative to have in the countryside. Okay, and now we are on to the elections. And I'll pass it back to Lisa again here.
Thank you. Yes, and again, I'm Lisa Hearn, your member service representative for Waterloo, Wellington, and Dufferin. And we are going into, so there's two meetings here. The WFA annual meeting. Now, we just did a little part of it with the minutes and what have you and the Constitution. So we'll be electing for WFA the executive and the directors for the next year. And then we'll go into a separate meeting, which will be the Waterloo OFA regional meeting. Okay, so this comes from WFA's Constitution. You can be part of the WFA if you're an OFA member residing in Waterloo Region. And it goes on to talk about the Board of Directors and what qualifies to be President or Vice President. And this comes from the WFA Constitution 2024, if passed. Well, it is passed now. Okay, so the nominating committee has met. And first off, so they have a slate in front of you, and I'll go through the executive and then the director slate here. So we have for president, Nick Weber, vice president, Mark Reeser, and past president, sorry, Weber. I don't know what was I thinking. And Ken Hunsberger. And for our directors, I think, you just met Brianna, and she is new to the board this year. We're so lucky to have her. We have Dennis Hahn and Brian Howling and Jeff Steger as our slate. So this was what the nominating committee has brought forward. So at this point, I am going to appoint a couple of scrutineers. So I'm asking Krista Cressman and... sorry, Laura Fraser, to be a scrutineer. And at this point, I'm going to declare all positions vacant. Is there a motion to appoint these scrutineers? So could I get someone to a motion that Krista and Laura be scrutineers for this evening, for the WFA portion of the meeting? They'll be separate. Thank you, Mark. And a seconder. Thank you, Alfred. Okay, then I'm going to call the vote. All in favor of them for scrutineers? And opposed? Okay, that's carried. Okay, so now that all positions are vacant, again, the nominating committee has met. This is the slate that's in front of you. Could I get a motion to accept this slate? So a motion just to approve the slate at this point in time. Thank you, Fred. And a seconder? Someone second. Thanks, Alfred. Okay, and all in favor? And opposed? Okay, so that's carried. So at this point, I'm going to open the floor to any additional nominations. Now, it's great. As you see, there are a number of vacant positions here, and I absolutely think it's fantastic that we have gained Brianna this year. She's added an incredible dynamic to our board. Thank you, Brianna. But it would be great to have more people, and it's okay if you don't want to do it yourself, but we really do need you to look around the community for people that you would think that would make a really good impact on our board. So at this point, I'm going to ask three times. So I've asked once, are there any additional nominations? So I'm going to ask a second time and a third time. None? Okay, so I'm going to declare the nominations closed, and congratulations to our 2024-2025 Board of Directors for WFA. Special mention, people, Mark Reeser, of course, is our OFA director as well. In addition to being vice president of WFA, we have Krista Cressman, who is just an awesome administrator and does an awful lot of work. And I would be really remiss if I didn't mention Angela McComiskey. She came along with Brianna. Now, she cannot be a member of our board. She is not a member, but she has shown incredible interest, is super, super helpful to WFA. All the name tags, you see Nick with a name tag here, she whipped those out, and she's helping with some trail signs and a whole lot of other different, Mark doesn't have his on, but So she's been really invaluable. She whipped them out on something called a cricket. I don't even know what that is. But anyway, Angela has been awesome. So I called her the Friends of WFA, and I thought maybe she should be the WFA champion. I don't know. But she's pretty awesome. Okay, so moving into the OFA regional meeting. I have just some outlines about regional elections and the policy advisory counselor. And this is what we'll be moving towards. So we'll be electing delegates and a policy advisory counselor for next year, moving towards the 2024 annual general meeting. And Mark will discuss this a little bit more later. And this is November the 26th and 27th at the Delta Toronto Airport Hotel. So again, Jeff Steger is already the PAC member for this year, but we're looking towards next year. So the nominating committee has met. They have a slate in front of you of Jeff Steger for next year, again, as a policy advisory counselor, if that remains. And for convention delegates, we have Nick Weber, Dennis Hahn, Brianna. She is doing a virtual option. As you've heard, she's extremely busy. And Ken Hunsberger. And we have an alternate of Brian Howling as nominated by the nominating committee. So at this point in time, I would like to appoint some scrutineers again. So going through this motion again, could I have a motion to appoint Krista Cressman and Laura Fraser as our scrutineers for the OFA portion of the meeting? Thank you, Nick. And a seconder? Thank you, Mark. So I'm going to call the vote. All in favor? And opposed? Okay, so that's carried. So Krista and Laura are our scrutineers. At this point, I'm going to declare all these positions are vacant. So could I have a motion to accept this report? The report from the nominating committee. So it's just a motion to accept the report. Thank you. Sorry, it was Dennis. And a seconder? Thank you, Brianna. All in favor? And opposed? So that's carried. So again, I'm going to open the floor to any additional nominations, although all the spots are full, but that doesn't mean we can't have an election or something. So I'm going to call, open the floor to additional nominations. I'm going to ask three times. So a first time, are there any additional nominations? And a second time? Or a third time? Okay, so I'm going to declare the nominations closed. And this is the OFA portion of the regional meeting. So Jeff will be the policy advisory counselor, and these are your convention delegates. And I just wanted to highlight a couple of things. In conjunction with the OFA annual general meeting, we have the Young Farmers Forum. So if you know anyone that's interested in that, I'm sure WFA would be interested in sponsoring someone, maybe. Maybe I'm speaking ahead of myself. I don't know whether we discussed that or not, but if someone were to come forward, they would definitely entertain it. And just another thing that I wanted to highlight too, the resolution deadline for the OFA annual general meeting is November the 6th. It doesn't need to be a county federation that brings a resolution forward, and a lot of people don't know that. So if you have any ideas out there and you're a member, you can present a resolution to the OFA annual general meeting as well.
And at this point, I am going to turn this over to Mark and Sarah. And I'll cue your PowerPoint, but that's forward. So just hold on a minute.
Okay, we ready? So good evening, everyone. My name is Mark Reeser. I am your director for Waterloo, Wellington, and Dufferin, and I am going to tag team this evening with Sarah Wood. And I think instead of me introducing you, I would rather have you introduce yourself. Could you do that?
I can practice from our board meeting on Tuesday. So good evening, everyone. My name's Sarah Wood. I am one of the directors at large, and I reside just north of Mitchell. I farm with my husband and our little guy, Logan, and I am also one of the vice presidents at the OFA.
And you forgot to say that you farm 2,000 acres. You are the farmer. You make the decisions. You drive the equipment. Your husband fixes it, and you drive it. So I just think it is wonderful that we have an example of a female running a farm and running a genuine commercial operation. It's great to see, and I'm happy to present with you tonight. So we'll start off with, does this work? You have to press the other button. That's fine. So in order to do this, I actually have to see it. So some this is called a provincial update. This is what we do at OFA. And so some highlights from the year so far, and there are lots of highlights, but we've had a number of key wins, and I'll let you read them. We want this to go quickly instead of slowly. And I'll pass it over to you, Sarah, to do the next one.
All right. You've got that figured out, Mark. Some of the advocacy outcomes that we are really excited about and happy for: the advance payment program, getting it moved from the $100,000 to the $250,000. That is just for this year. So we are asking, as a continual ask. Both Mark and I will be in Ottawa next week, and that'll definitely be something on our agenda to speak with MPs about. And then the underutilized housing tax. The ask was that the filing, farmers were being caught up in it and not necessary for us to fill it out. So we did get it removed from filing requirements for farm corporations and partnerships after the 2023 tax year, but you did have to file for the 2023 tax year.
The Veterinarians Act has been modernized, which is a good thing. It hadn't been touched for, I think, something like 40 or 50 years. The provincial policy statement has been changed and amended. I'm not going to say that's a win. It is probably something that is one of our biggest disappointments. It is not as good at protecting farmland as was in the past.
So government relations, building relationships with the government and with the media. So we have been really blessed that the premier had a press conference. Drew was invited to join in on that press conference and talk. That was with the carbon tax. And then we always have our Queen's Park Lobby Day, and we had a record number of meetings, 34 meetings across all the different parties we met with. And during that day, we actually took five young leaders with us that are pictured in some of those photos. You might recognize them. It was a great day for them to learn what we do at OFA, but also have an inside scoop into how we do our lobbying and see whether that would be a great fit for them in the future.
More on government relations. And I want to make a comment about working with government, any form of government at any level. It's a fine line that we have to walk as an organization, as farmers. We have to recognize that the government that is in power is the government. You have to speak to the government. You cannot ignore them. You don't necessarily want to be their buddies, but you need to engage. And we work very hard at being a credible voice for agriculture, credible enough that they respect what we say and have some inclination at some point to accept our advice. And that is, like I said, true with all levels of government, all the way from our townships up to the province and even the federal government also. Government relations are part of what we do as an organization. We have to do it. It is important.
So these were some focuses for your zone, Mark. So do you maybe want to focus on your zone? Okay, so top priorities and topics for us. Ben Lafort had a survey last December, and the results came back that the top three issues from OFA farm businesses were taxation, rural infrastructure investments, and then in southern and eastern Ontario, the third one was encouraging Ontarians to buy local food. And in the north, it was compensation for wildlife damage. One thing Ben has said is that when he put taxation there, and we as a board even said to him, so which part of taxation were you talking about? And so going forward, he's realized there's a lot of different taxations. But as a province, everyone could agree that taxation is our number one issue and priority.
So Sarah was chuckling when I talked about government relation. So I'll double down and talk about it some more. And that is this. It is not just the responsibility of your director and your organization to lobby and talk to politicians. It's all of our responsibilities to do that. Your word is powerful, whether it be in a text, an email, a letter, or a phone call, or a personal conversation. Talk to the people that you've elected. These are the people that we have elected to be our leaders. They need to hear from us, and it is incredibly important that they hear from all of you. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll change the slide. Hot topics and our priority issues. Land use planning everywhere in Ontario. It, not just here, everywhere. And the list is long. And I would suggest that some of these things are not specific to here, and I would reference conservation authorities. We have always had a very good relationship with GRCA, worked together with them well, and that is somewhat unique in this province in that many other areas have had issues with their CAs, and we have made it a priority since I can remember, since I've been here, that we are partners with our conservation authority in being stewards of the land. Some others that you might be interested in, an interesting one is railway crossings. That doesn't affect everybody in Ontario, but how many here own a piece of land where you have a railway crossing? Well, one. So that didn't work very well. But there are lots of farmers who do, and railway companies across the country are looking very seriously at whether they should continue to maintain private crossings. In other words, if your farm is bisected in two and there's a crossing that connects across a railroad tracks, they have been quite clear that they don't want to have those anymore. And that can be an enormous issue for some farmers who need to cross railway tracks to do their farming. And you can read the rest of them.
So like I said, we engage our future farm leaders. There's actually one in the room. She's a visitor from Perth County tonight. Julie McIntosh got to come with us from Perth. So we took these five young farm leaders with us to Queen's Park. They joined in on meetings. We encouraged them to have their say when we're meeting with the politicians. What's affecting you on your farm? What is stopping you from growing your business? How can we help and work together? The other opportunity, we took five other young farmers with us to the Canadian Federation of Agriculture annual meeting in Ottawa. Great opportunity for them to meet with some MPs before and with Senator Black. He's always really gracious with his time. And then when we were at the Advanced Agriculture Leadership Program gala, Senator Black purchased the Agriculture Excellence Conference for 4 youth to go. And he was very gracious to donate it to the Ontario Federation of Agriculture and asked us to find 4 youth to send to BC to this conference. So there are 4 young ladies, actually, who are going to go in November to that conference on our behalf.
So one of the things that OFA has chosen to do, or the board has chosen to do, is to ensure that local federations have the funds that they need to develop programs or do things that they think are important at the local level. It's called the Revive Fund. We realize that a board of 18 directors does not have all the answers. Local federations are much better equipped to deal with the issues that are specific to the place that they live. And so we have a program where we send money back to individual federations to do important projects. And I will reference one that happens right here in Waterloo, and that is we have chosen to put up some signage on the G2G trail that references what is going on in the countryside where farming occurs and how it's done, and an educational opportunity for people who are biking along that trail to understand what happens on either side of that trail as they journey to wherever they're going.
So some of the campaigns and programs that you may have seen, Homegrown, it is one of our outreach campaigns. We're telling the story of local food. In my email, I got one, I think this week, and it references what's fresh for the week, what's fresh and in season at different points of the year. And when you go to the website, it also talks about how many acres of farmland we are losing every day. And it gives a really good visual as it changes the scenery of a city over time. The AgriMentor mentorship, it is a women's mentorship program, and it is national, it is bilingual, it's coaching women in agriculture, and then making wellness matter. So it is 100% okay to not be okay. The number is there to be used. It's accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's accessible to the farmer. It is a huge win for us is that we asked for the farm employees to be included, and they are now included, so they can call and get the help that they need as well. It's okay to step away from our farm businesses. So many times we get so tied up in what's going on, and it's really hard to see past that. But we need to remember that we are our most valuable resource, and we need to take time for ourselves to breathe and step away so that we can be the best for the future.
OFA can't do everything by itself. And the purpose of this slide is simply to reference the organizations that we partner with. We think it's so important that we partner with people instead of telling other people what to do or trying to do it ourselves.
So the annual meeting, as Lisa talked about, you have elected your delegates for the annual meeting. It is in Toronto at the Delta Airport Hotel this year. You will have, the theme is Ontario agriculture, always in season. And the keynote speaker is from Sticky Branding. And so if you have questions about it, please reach out and ask. There is also the director at large elections this year that will be on there. And we're having open workshops in the large conference room, with one of them being about how to give a good delegation. How, when you're going to different levels of government, how do you prepare that delegation?
And I wanted to make one comment here just before the end, and that is one of the things that OFA does, and I think does well, is that we have a cohort of researchers who are experts in their fields that are employed by OFA. And every year, they review, on average, between 120 and 150 pieces of legislation. And we respond to almost one a week, so more than 60 a year. These are done on your behalf to represent agriculture and to address the wide, wide range of legislation that actually affects agriculture. So we're almost here at the end, and I thought maybe just for a bit of fun, there is a design in the corner of the slide. And I'm going to make the assumption that everyone here has a cell phone. So I'm going to ask the question, who knows what that design is in the corner? You can raise your hand. There are a few hands. So in case you're wondering, that weird design is full of information. And how do you reference it? You take your cell phone, you go to the photo icon, and you aim it at that design. A little message will occur on your screen. You press that message, and all the information that is contained in that design will show up on your cell phone. So it is a great way to reference things without going to a website, just by one little click on that thing there in the corner. And I think, it's called a QR code. I was waiting for someone else to come up with the answer. Excuse me. So, great thing. Also interesting, if you go to a restaurant and you don't see a menu, but you see that, that is your menu. I see some heads shaking the wrong way, but it's okay. Time changes, and I'm sure if you ask for a real menu, they'll give you one. So, are we done?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sarah. And appreciate it. And this is what your OFA does for you. And at any time, if you have questions, any director of OFA would be glad to talk to you and answer your questions.
Okay, so now we're in the final wind down portion of the night here. I just was told, I'd forgotten about this, we actually do have a door prize here tonight. Let's do this mathematically. Krista, how many people are on our list there? 45. Okay. Let's go with 27. Laura Kraling, you have won a door prize. Please come see Krista's front desk at the end of the night here. And with that being said, this is the adjournment part of the meeting here. Couple remarks I would have here for the group here as we're closing down here is, as we've heard multiple times here tonight, we are always looking for members to join our board. And as Angela is paving the way here for us, you do not have to necessarily be an OFA member to be part of the board, to have your voice heard. So if you know of someone in the community who you think would be a valuable addition to our board to help bring a different voice, a strong voice, a bright and cheerful voice even to the board, to make our board meetings that much more fun and exciting, please, please, please invite them out. We're always looking for members, and this is how we stay strong as a farming community, is we have more people, we have more different voices, we make a large group, and we make things better one small step at a time. So, that being said, I'd like to thank you all for coming here tonight, and we will adjourn the meeting at 8:45, looks like. And thank you all for coming out here tonight.